All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. Some Padres talk, some baseball talk, comeback Kings, Warriors, right? Slayers. But yeah, we're hype. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Average Takes.
Trevor, Braden, how the hell are you?
Feeling good. Padres, great series. Baseball, still flowing. Feeling great.
Feeling great. Okay, I like to hear it.
Feeling good, not feeling too good.
Not feeling too good?
Feeling good, not feeling
too good. If I'm feeling great, to not feeling
good. I'm feeling, I'm going to keep this vibe.
An average.
Average vibe.
All right,
can't
I
get
like
too
it.
High, can't get too low.
I like it. All right. So I guess I'm on the same page as you. We've seen some crazy baseball to start this year. Some crazy baseball. Some highs and lows of every team already. I mean, you've seen the A's throw out a disaster fire of an organization. It's almost like the Michael Scott snip, snap, snip, snap with Esteri Ruiz.
Yep.
He's back though.
That's what I'm saying.
Snip, snap, snip, snap.
Was in the majors, sent down for like a week, brought back up because
he clearly showed improvement.
Well, JD Davis,
yeah, he's playing pretty well. Like, we should probably call that guy up.
He was playing well before he left though.
Yeah,
but he needed to work on something, and clearly he worked on
something. Mark Kotze was still not 100% happy with him. Yeah, weird. He's their best player, I would say, but JD Davis did go to the IL, I want to say. That's why they brought him back up.
I mean, the A's are definitely smashing their win total over.
Yeah, they've been actually playing some pretty decent ball in their final season in Oakland.
Final season.
Confirmed.
Last dance.
Can't wait to watch Aaron Judge hit home runs in Sacramento.
Their owner's such a loser for that.
Sacramento?
That was a weird comment. I've never seen that
before. Yeah, they're moving to Sacramento. They did not.
Oh, they're not going to Vegas?
The Vegas stadium will not be ready for years.
2028.
Also in the process. So, okay.
Yeah, so they got to move to Sacramento because they're done with Oakland, done with the Coliseum. I mean,
the Trop's still standing in Vegas.
Is.
They haven't demoed it.
It was like last week.
Yeah.
How many years are they in Sacramento for? For 2 or 3 years, right?
I want to say Shinny's right. 2028 is when the Vegas is supposed to be.
Yeah, I'll be the there ETA.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Oakland A's versus San Diego Padres.
I'm glad you're putting that so far out there. I'm glad no one's going to come back to spot check you. So
no shot we're going to remember that.
I hope to see you there.
I'll be there no matter
what. I'm coming back. We're going to see when opening day comes. I'll come back.
You're not going to have to
put it. He's just putting it in his notes.
Put it March 31st, 2028. You're not going to remember
that. Yeah, remember that one pod we did? You said you're going to be there.
Liar. And you're here, right?
It doesn't matter. He's there. All right.
Yeah. Circa's going to give me a free room. Potter sponsor.
All right.
Now I'm definitely coming back.
Yeah, now we're cutting this. This is clipped.
The A's
love it.
Yeah, the A's have been playing really well. I mean, how long are they going to hold it? We'll see. but yeah, we did mention the Padres earlier.
Awesome, Kim home run.
Say 4-0, Padres up.
No way.
4-0. I was going to say something.
I'm fucking watching this.
I don't have it.
Put it on your phone. Yeah, you do. No internet.
Trying to get it.
You got the T-Mobile shit.
Yeah.
Oh geez.
Holy apps open.
He said holy apps open.
Whatever. These guys are drama queens missing 20 minutes of baseball.
Four runs of baseball.
The Padres have been playing pretty well over the last week. But before that it wasn't great.
Was it?
So we're definitely seeing the baseball season play out. I mean, the ups and downs of a season, it comes with these things. Like, they're growing pains.
They are.
The Padres are one game over 500 as we speak. I mean, I know they're in the middle of a game. I'm in this podcast. Will come out later. But it seems like the last week they've been playing way better than that.
Team feels very well managed better.
Yeah.
Are we all a fan of Mike Schilt so far?
I don't know what that really means, but they just feel like it's managed a little bit
better. They're doing a lot of things that they didn't do last year. Yeah. So I totally get what you were trying to say there.
Well, first of all, 1-0 in extra innings. Going to get that out the way first. I mean, how long did it take us to win an extra inning game last year?
September 29th.
Yeah. We already did that. We already got that out the way. So that's the start that we needed right there.
And we're winning the close games too.
Not just that, but
we're coming back from games.
They're coming back from large leads. So that was one of my biggest grunts and complaints if you were following the podcast last year, is that the Padres did not put effort into those games when it felt like the lead was a little much. Like
five or more runs and we're giving up.
Maybe even more than that. It felt like three or more when we got down to
like 1-0, we'd be losing.
We're gone.
Yeah, it ended up feeling like that towards the end of the season, but there was a lot of games where they would just bring out the pillow and blanket and call it a night.
Sleepy Bob right there.
Sleepy Bob, yeah, you're damn right.
And if you listen to the Giants post-game pressers, they sound a whole lot like the Padres' problems last year, and I'm in for somewhat reason Giants Twitter because I think a lot of Padres Twitter is commenting on it right now, and they have the same grunts and complaints and groans that the Padres had last year. Can't hit with runners in scoring position, can't hit in the big moments, watching a lot of first pitch strikes.
Blake Snell giving up 7 runs in 3 innings.
Holy smokes.
I love that though. Are you guys hype about that?
I mean, as a Padre fan, yes, but we're also media members and we're trying to take a wider glance at it, but
I'm still a Blake Snell
it seems
guy.
Like a lot of these problems are following
Bo Mel. Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, it's great to see as a Padre fan because this point of the season, it feels like we're much more rounded than the Giants, at least, even though they beat us early on.
Right.
Like it felt like they owned us those games. Like we didn't hit that niche, but something happened during that Dodger series. Something happened.
I hope so.
If you didn't watch the Dodger series, there was an incident that was seen worldwide, so I'm sure everyone saw it.
I'm sure everybody was.
It was a pretty irrelevant moment, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No,
pretty irrelevant. Irrelevant player complaining, if you ask me.
The Dodgers and Padres had played this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Padres took game one. Game two, there's a little scuttlebutt. There's a benches clearing conversation.
No.
Because there was no swings. There was no fight. There was no real, I guess there was a little chirpingness going on. But to set the scenery for you, to set the picture, the Dodgers facing at home versus Padres. Gavin Stone, Dodgers starting pitcher, was about five innings plus through a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect games are sacred in baseball a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's how many? 22 of them? 20-something of them?
Yeah, 20s.
It's like
26. I don't want to say my first thought was 27, but...
You try, brother.
Maybe one.
I want to say it might be even lower than that, but there's not too many other records in the MLB that...
are hard to break.
No, not... definitely not that. that have less people have done so.
Yeah, thinking because it's been the game of baseball has been around since the 1800s.
Yeah,
there's less than 30 people that ever do this.
50 years, yeah, and there's less than 30 people who have probably ever done this.
29 people. Someone's probably done it twice.
Yeah, I mean, perfect games are great. They're great for baseball because it tunes in. It's great for baseball because usually during baseball, the light is usually on the batting lineup, the guys hitting the ball, hitting the homers. A perfect game puts all the center attention on the fucking pitcher. And I think that's really cool. Like no hitters, shutties, complete games these days. put a lot of eyes on pitchers. So I think that's cool because I feel like this game is full of moments that are hitting related. You know, walk-offs is such an opposite because that pitcher just lost the game versus the batter winning and so on and so on. But Jerks and Profar up to plate. Throws out a bunt.
Not mad about it.
Not the greatest pitch. Doesn't really make contact. Next pitch. Gavison
whiffs one
cutter up and in.
Right by him.
And that pitch is saying bunt again. And Profar knows he doesn't like that. He just hit his 10-year mark in the MLB. He is a Major League Baseball player forever.
Fathered
He retires. He is fathered in. He gets one of those gold cards that gives him tickets to every game, any game he wants to.
Yep.
He is a Major League fucking baseball player. He gets the retirement checks.
Have made the most money.
Might not have been the best player.
But 10 years is 10 years, and not many people can do that.
You disrespected him a little bit with 100%, the comments.
100%.
Because that's when Will Smith started chirping.
That's what happens when you have Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman on your team who can, so quote-unquote, back you up in this situation. Didn't it?
I mean, I saw Mookie jumped up to the gun and whatnot.
I'm talking about the next day.
Oh.
Yeah,
all the interviews. And everything.
No. He's just talking about
playing the game of baseball.
Just the game of baseball, ball on the line.
Yeah,
ball on the line.
Ball on line.
Ball on line.
One more push up. Yes, one more bench press, and you would have got it over the wall, buddy.
It's okay.
Happens.
It's okay. I'll gladly take it though.
But yeah, that the Padres definitely heard those comments. The next game, get down. What was it? 3-0
Do you think Jerickson's in the right though at that point?
Nobody's in the right. It's a game of baseball.
You're the pitcher though, or are you not pissed?
Did it? I mean,
no, I got a perfect game thing. Going on through 5 innings, and you want to fucking bunt, you asshole?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you can be pissed. Thing.
Yeah,
but Jerickson has every right to be pissed that he's throwing at him. Like it's a game of ball.
But Jerickson knows what he's doing.
Ten years in
the league, I'm pretty sure Jerickson knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. He's causing a stirrup. He's breaking up
I got a perfect game going, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's,
swing the bat.
That's called mind games.
And Jerickson has every right to be angry. He throws up and in. Because if he's angry, he's just retaliating to the anger.
Right.
Yeah.
He got in his head, like Shane said.
As a pitcher, I'm doing the same exact thing.
Jerickson knew what he was doing, and it did, and it worked.
Yeah.
And the pitcher knew what he was doing, so the consequences is usually sometimes you fight.
Sometimes.
That's just what happens. Baby. I mean, they had everyone come out. The bullpens ran out. Game stopped for a while.
It's my favorite thing about baseball.
Dodger fans are ruthless. Someone said
there's nothing like a base-clearing fucking situation.
You should watch hockey.
Not the same though.
That's electric.
Not the same. It's not bench clearing. It's one on one.
Get them. The comments are gonna.
I need this
clip for TikTok. The comments are gonna screw you.
And you got gear on. I mean, when the bench is clear, buddy, it's fucking fits.
You're done for, brother. Brother,
it wasn't a lot of fish.
What do you mean about when the guy drops his gloves?
It seemed like the two guys involved are the only ones about it. Everyone else was just kind of like, you guys gonna do anything? we need to jump in?
I mean, not that situation necessarily, but like the ones that have really been fights. Like,
I feel like,
I just watched a full 5-on-5 hockey team all drop their gloves and started just wailing.
Seen that. I've only seen 1-on-1.
Oh, that's electric.
That's
5-on-5? I need to see that.
Hockey fights are so much more electric than baseball. I love baseball, it's my favorite sport. But hockey fights are electric. Baseball players swinging.
You can't tell me you don't get up out of your seat.
Unless you're Jose Ramirez, you get that one.
No, I'm all about it. But you have never seen something like a hockey fight.
I want to see a manager fight.
Ooh.
I want somebody to Red Sox Yankee days.
I want Shield to walk up to Dave Roberts and say, "Fuck you, motherfucker."
The old Red Sox Yankee days. I mean, hey,
I want to see. Just saw I want to see Aaron Boone and an umpire go at it. His home plate umpire, you motherfucker, you want to go?
We just saw the ESPN stats for Sunday Night Baseball. Had about 2 million viewers for Padres Dodgers. That had the most of any Sunday Night Baseball game in the last 6 years.
Yeah, it's not a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
No, absolutely.
Of course, it's a fucking rivalry.
I don't picture the rivalry.
If you're getting the most views, more viewers than Braves, Mets, or you know, like any of these longtime Yankees, Red Sox over the last 6 years, like that's a rivalry.
No, but yeah. What Padres are one of those teams that everybody comes out the gutter. We've been true fans front line, wearing the jerseys and everything. Once we start winning, people start putting the jersey on.
Oh, I think more people are hating now that you start winning. You start acquiring this talent.
We do acquire more haters, but we also acquire more favors.
I feel like last year was a lot of hate. The Juan Soto kind of.
I think last year had a lot of hate because everyone put us number one in baseball, like to start the year.
Yeah.
Everyone had the Padres World Series.
Nobody
chance.
Wants to see you succeed. Everyone wants to see you fail.
Bars.
Everyone wants to see this. Nobody wants to see you succeed.
Nobody.
Everyone wants to see you fail. And when you do, I was the smartest person in the world. I knew they would fucking suck. These guys can't play baseball.
I saw a lot of tweets going back and forth over Padres Twitter over the last few days about the lookout. They pulled up our starting lineup from 2024 this season, and they pulled up the starting lineup from 2022 at the start of the season. And if you look at those, that 2022 season, there was so much hype about. But that lineup is so much worse than today's lineup.
100%. That's the difference between last year, too.
And everyone's hating on us this year, but this Padres team is still a good team. I mean, these guys just have to hit their expectations. I mean, you guys, we've talked about it. 6 games in a row that the Padres have played really great baseball. Manny Machado's hitting over 300 in the last 6 games. They go where he goes. Like that.
Yes.
It's a big part of why we started slow. He's a big part of this offense.
He is.
He's captain. He's captain.
He's captain.
He is, but I've people also seen games where he goes 0-for-4, 3 strikeouts, and we still win the game because other guys say, you know what? He is.
I need to pick up the slack because my captain is down. That's a team.
That's a team.
That is a team. I mean, I have talked down on Tyler Wade, but he has stepped up in some moments this year. I mean,
he's done enough
to stay on the team.
No home runs. Tyler Wade has not.
Honestly, those guys need to do enough. You don't need to do. You don't need to be the Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis. You just need to do enough. Do your job, and it will lead to other wins or close wins.
That's fucking Bill Belichick 101 right there.
Yeah, do your job, 100%.
Know your role and do it well.
Know your role and shut your
you fucking jabroni.
I mean, that's really the name of the game. This team is playing really well right now. Jackson Merrill. Jackie Barrels.
Stud. Just a stud.
Oh, my God. I mean, I thought he was going to be good to start this year.
Not this good, though.
I did not expect him to be this good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's batting over 300.
He's batting over 350.
354,
To start this game, he was batting at 350. He had another couple hits yesterday. I mean, the guy is a hit machine. He's a rake machine.
Yeah, Juan Soto didn't. He's not batting over 350.
Nope.
Love that. Love that for him.
No, but this is such a fresh feeling for us for a lower in the lineup hitter right now. Like, he's helping us a lot in those situations. 2 outs, guy on. He's getting the slap singles that we need and so on. So, he's been super impressive. I mean, he has a lot of barrels this year. His like deeper stats look great, like his WXO and all those stats, like BAPIP, are all really good. So, I mean, it's been a great first close to 20 games for Jackson Merrill and the Padres. Like, I mean, he's 20 fucking years old, but he's playing outstanding. And
that's crazy what confidence can do.
confidence. I mean, he has killer confidence, man.
He carries on the mound.
He has swag and killer confidence, and I fucking love it, dude. Like,
what about the sketch interpretation last night?
That's full. I think everyone's doing that.
That was funny, though. He wasn't really trying hard, but he's getting on the train of it. Yeah.
Sketch is on another planet right now. He's going fucking nuclear.
That's insane. Crazy, though. I know the fall's coming.
No.
Well,
he's never falling off.
I don't think he's falling off. The way
I've seen it, dude, it's gonna be. He's a going up off. And up. He's kind of. I don't know. I feel like everyone's gonna get a hold of him. He'll fall off.
He's gonna end up on the Pat McAfee show right next to fucking Boston Connor.
Maybe.
You never know, brother. I can see him being on the Pat McAfee show.
I can see him. I can see him week one when the Texans play. He'll be there. Opening the season up for them. 100%.
Yeah, the NFL has a hard time of letting go of people who used to shine. Like, you'll see King Batch at a game.
King Batch. That is crazy.
Instagrammer?
Who's that? Brother.
You've seen him before.
Get cultured.
Vine.
I only know Jake Paul.
That's Mike Tyson right there.
So white for that, buddy.
Come on, brother.
That was fucking insane comment. It's a little cringe, bro. You only know Jake Paul. That's insane.
No, but I swear that, like, we're not trying to rip King Batch, all right?
We're done. We're canceled.
Great.
But he was popular in Vine.
Yeah, Vine. And
I was in ninth grade when Vine was around.
Right.
So was Jake Paul's TikTok era, buddy.
Yeah, but Jake Paul is actually, like, very relevant these days.
Yeah.
King Batch? You didn't know King Batch. You don't even know King Batch, obviously.
Exactly. I have no idea.
Obviously, I'm right on some situations. Right. Because 3/4 of the table knows.
The fourth of the table are weirdos.
No, I'm culture.
Yep.
That's Vine days right there. I was probably like five walking around.
Yeah.
chill.
But yeah, like, I think Sketch is going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
at least for a couple while, a little bit while longer. You
know? I mean, I'm not saying he won't be around. I'm saying eventually the fall off is going to be. Like, you're going to see a sketch being like, oh, my fucking
Jinxie. Jinxie was bigger than Sketch. Sketch went on Jinxie's show.
Don't tell me you guys aren't in the future. You're going to, like, load up a video, right? It's getting overused a little. I even saw my power slap. I was like, come on, bro. He's at UFC.
Yes, it does get annoying that everybody, like,
they're using him. Like, so, like, we might as well get him on the podcast at this point.
But if he, like, reinvents something, like,
yeah, he's got a new
what's up, brother? He does something else. And then all of a sudden,
he has so many one-liners, bro. Any one of them can pop. And
if he can keep leveling up, then respect to him.
I mean, so many brother hasn't even streamed in a while. I'm sure he's going to come back with a whole bunch of shit.
Guy's just doing all these interviews, bro, and getting views.
He's living he's getting ads and all this stuff. Those guys are probably paying him to be on their shows and podcasts and stuff. Like,
what's the average Shakes budget? We have a discussion in schedule.
$2 and a beer, buddy.
And we do that for you.
We can
get you
a great night.
Yeah. You know, like, Sketch at a Padres game.
Yeah. Actually, Sketch, I won't say a dollar amount on the podcast, but hit me up in my DMs. We will negotiate.
It'll be on that brother's card.
We can get you a good time. That's about it. Good night. Oh, damn good night.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just one night, though. I'm cooked. Yeah.
I'm done. Unfortunately, we can't get you those two nights.
Yeah.
There's no two-night free stays over here.
Yeah. We get you one great night, but you have to stay in Motel 6 at the end of the night. not enough money for
Roman hotel. Has some room in his bed if you want to go.
Hey, yo.
I got an air mattress. You can definitely.
That's going to be where his fall off comes.
Right when he goes on average shake, that's just a decline happens.
Something happens.
Sorry, I was making my point. Sketch will fall off. Who knows?
Nope.
No.
Anything else happen in baseball?
Yeah, we were from fucking Jacksonville to Sketch.
The Dodgers brought up their number 3 prospect today, Angie Páez.
No, his name's Pages.
Is it Pages?
No, it's you said it right.
I'm usually wrong.
Yeah, you just said it right, but
I hate to say it, I thought it was Pages.
If he's on the Dodgers, I'm gonna pronounce his name wrong.
Okay, well. I'm right, finally.
Yeah.
I'm usually so off with the names. I wanted to say Pages so bad.
I mean, like, a first name like Andy, you would think it would be Pages.
Yeah, you would think.
But, like, a very white boy name.
He's the Dodgers' number 3, MLB's number 96, I want to say, outfielder.
Yeah.
The Dodgers have a lot of outfielders right now, so I'm sure they haven't announced the correlating move to the call up. So I'm sure someone will have to go on the IL. See you later,
Jason Hayward.
No, well, Bobby Hill's already on
the. Say Bobby Miller was on the IL, right? I don't know if that will.
Yeah, but I think they pulled up a pitcher for him because you're supposed to have, it's a 26 man roster, so you have 13 hitters, 13 pitchers.
Maybe.
What about Jackson Holliday, the number one prospect? What about
Jack Leiter back?
Back.
Beating the bust allegations. He's doing it.
Jack Leiter back. He had a terrible year last year. Has started this year terrific.
Back.
I'm very excited.
No hitter first game.
Okay.
Added him on my fantasy team.
I was about to say. It's all
yeah,
that.
So did I.
So excited. In your other league?
Yeah.
Excited. We've been talking about him for a long time, Trevor. Yep. We covered since him his in
Vanderbilt
college.
Days.
Yeah, and Trevor won our argument.
Yeah, I loved him.
Leiter's made it to the big leagues before was Kumar Rocker.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Vanderbilt. No hitter and fucking regional.
Him and what's the other motherfucker?
Kumar Rocker.
Kumar Rocker, yes, sir.
That was just so
you guys
good.
Been talking about these fellas for a while.
For a long time.
Yeah.
Leiter's officially going to be in the big leagues, and Rocker's getting rocked somewhere.
He's on the Mets.
No, he's not.
Yeah, didn't he get drafted by them?
Did not sign.
Oh.
Went,
I thought the next – oh, he's on the Rangers, huh?
Got drafted by the Rangers, like, fourth overall the next year.
Yeah, you're right. He's a rock hound. Round Rock, Rock Hound.
For Kumar Rocker.
Yeah, I think that's a double-A team.
Wow, he's just meant to be there. Rocker on the round. What do you say?
Rock Hounds?
Yeah. Say
Round Rock, Rock Hounds?
That's a tongue twister. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Take Kumar Rocker on the Round Rock.
Kumar Rocker on the Round Rod Rock.
That's a tongue twister. Their announcer's got to be fucking good with
it. Yeah. One more time.
Kumar Rocker on the Round Rock Rock.
What are you doing? Kumar.
Who's Kumar?
You never seen that show, isn't it? That one what? Show? Harold and Kumar?
It's Kumar, buddy. Kuh, not Q.
Kumar.
What is it? Kumar Rocker on the Red Rock Rockers?
No.
Round Rock Rock Hounds.
Round Rock Rock.
It's a double rock.
Kumar. Red Rock Rock Hounds? Kumar Rocker on the Red Rock Rock Hounds.
No!
Round Rock.
Round Rock.
Kumar Rocker on the Round Rock Rock Hounds.
Kumar Rocker on the Round Rock Rockers.
Playing at Red Rock Stadium. Playing at Red Rock Stadium.
Damn. Red Rock Stadium. Red That's Rock fucking stadium. Too go many to, Red Rocks.
Go to MLB AAA Stadium.
Roundhogs?
Go to Concert Stadium? Is that where they do all Roundhogs? The concerts? Round Rock?
No, it's not the same stadium.
No. Your tongue twisters over here.
MLB The Show. Red Rocks. 450 Dead Center.
450 Dead Center.
Yeah. Round Rock Rockers.
Rock Hounds.
Rock Hounds.
Rock Hounds.
Okay, we spent way too long. We spent way too long.
Close longer sketches.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Can't believe it, but yeah, go Jack Leiter.
Go Jack Leiter. On the Texas Rangers.
We're going to talk about next week. Yeah, Jack Leiter.
2023 chance.
Called down.
Yeah. Never twice, though.
Oh.
Oh. Jackson Holliday?
Jackson Holliday took a vacation to get his first hit.
Vacation to get his first hit.
That all makes sense. Holiday vacation.
Literally.
Play on words.
See what you did there.
Yeah, because it also took him. Very low
at bats.
That was only 12?
Yeah.
He went 0 for 7.
That first game was 0 for 11.
0 for 11. So yeah, that's three
and
games.
I couldn't tell on fucking TikTok. MLB account was like trolling him almost.
I think they were low-key loving it.
Yeah, but they're like, Jackson Holliday, first career home run, first at bat in his debut, and it was a strikeout.
Oh, they pulled a Jared Kravis?
Yes.
No, they didn't.
Yes. I saw it like four times and I was like,
on the MLB account or did you get trolled?
No, it was MLB account.
You fact checked.
I fact checked.
Adam forgot to do it on the burner account. Oh, he's like, no. Oh,
I'm like, what?
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, I didn't post it.
I wanted to do it for fucking Mookie, but I didn't. I forgot.
At the end of the game?
Yeah. Mookie Betts. Best player in the world, walk off home run. Just a fly out.
Should have did it.
wasn't thinking.
That I mean, that was a great series. I did not think that. I had a lot of Dodger fans in my ears before the series.
Fucking Chris, I should have bet them though.
They're human. They're be beat.
They lost last night. They lost to the Nationals last night. Yeah. They're very human.
CJ Abrams looked terrific.
I was watching that. That's very frustrating.
On my fantasy team,
guy looks like a stud.
That trade's starting to look like a flop.
That's fine.
If James Woods comes up and just takes over the league, Preller might be in my nightmares.
I won't care.
Preller's a scouting
dog. Nationals still go 63-94.
Very true.
What do we think about Ha-Seon Kim's descend?
Well, I do have some information. I have some information that you should know regarding that. So Ha-Seon Kim won a Gold Glove last year.
Yes, sir.
Only had 4 errors the entire time.
Has about 6 right now.
Has 4 errors this year. After his 4th error, switched back from his Gold Glove
to the Rawlings Glove. I see.
From the Rawlings. Because when you win Gold Glove, you get a gold patch on your Rawlings glove. They want the athletes to wear those because they get the gold patch. They want to promote the award, and 2, Rawlings, the brand. Right. Ha-Seon Kim ditched that, went back to his Korean branded glove.
SSK.
SSK.
That's just superstitious.
So he's back?
Probably 1, superstitious, and 2, comfortability. How long has he been using that?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, glove really shouldn't matter.
You know, everyone has like their favorite and what they're comfortable with. Your gamer versus a brand new one, like his that SSK is probably his gamer from last year. It's fully broken in. It feels great, you know, versus a brand new stiffy.
That part, I mean, maybe, but
that part
is probably not fully broken in yet.
I mean, he probably is more comfortable with the SSK.
This didn't seem like an issue in spring training.
Just caught a pop fly right now with SSK.
I mean,
it didn't seem like an issue in spring training.
Spring training was also shortened a little bit, and we've seen him have a few errors at shortstop. Are you blaming that on him moving to shortstop? And last year was mostly at second. That's why his errors are spiked.
I think they might be talking about the glove. Look at they're zooming in on the glove right now.
They are talking about the glove.
So MLB also notices that the glove switch happened.
You wear a wire?
Who's a snitch in this room?
Who's in Mudcat's ear right now?
Could be me.
Yeah, no, Don. Don's in Houston during the Houston Atlanta game. Yeah. TBS. Speaking
of that's Houston, fucking horseshit.
He's also
I don't like that.
We're talking about I don't how like Ha-Seon Kim has 4 errors last year and 4 errors this year. Josh Hader had 8 earned runs last year, and he has 8 earned runs this year.
Does he really?
Yeah, on my fantasy team.
On my fantasy team, too.
Devastating. Devastating so far. It's been truly devastating. And the Astros. The downfall. The downfall of Josh Hader is interesting.
I'm so pissed. Joe Espinosa was my manager of the year pick.
Yeah.
It's not looking great.
Not looking great so far.
So far, he turned around. But...
He hasn't played. He hasn't pitched well. That's just bottom line. Bless you.
You know who's pitching well? Robert Suarez.
Yeah.
You love to see
Joe Musgrove not really pitching. He's just throwing fastballs.
Dude, I know. That's concerning to me.
What game he threw like 6 in a row? I'm like, all right, we're doing something else.
He threw 14 in a row.
He has like 30 in a row right now.
Yeah, it's unreal right now. He is literally only throwing fastballs.
You know what? Yeah. Keep doing your thing, working. Big Game Bob.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
If you're doing your thing, Big Game Bob, don't change it. Unless he gets nuked off.
He will.
There will be a point where someone just...
If I hear a dude that only throws fastballs, I'm just sitting dead red fastball. I don't care where it's at.
I'm shocked it didn't happen
until
against
you
the Dodgers.
Get thrown a slider, and then you're like...
Fuck. Well, that the tip the cap to them.
Yeah, tip the cap for tricking me for the last 30 at bats.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like pitch 8. You're like, you think he's gonna do it again?
Yeah. I mean,
are you sending fastball again after that? Then?
I'm sending fastball every pitch
you have to.
He's gonna throw me one. I know.
Maybe that's a strategy. Yeah. He's maybe using it for later on when guys think he's just gonna throw a fastball. You fucking come in with a slider out of nowhere.
They don't see it coming. Just throw a changeup.
Yeah, change up. Sorry, not slider.
Or splitter, whatever. Splitter,
yeah. I mean it. And Ruben, I trust, so.
Yeah.
It's working.
You can get people out locating a fastball. So you can. It's not like you half, you like half of their off speed. You can throw fastballs and get people out, but you just have to locate. And clearly he's doing that. So
is it gonna crank the elbow though?
There's a freaking elbow gate right now.
There is elbow gate right now.
Huge elbow gate.
He's already.
I feel like there's like two sides of the MLB community right now.
The Padres bullpen's actually been really well, so I'm not gonna talk about elbows. Either. I'm getting you guys off the elbows train.
It's okay.
Okay, sorry, buddy. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we don't want to jinx somebody.
Yeah.
But Yuki Matsui has been pitching phenomenal.
Pretty good lately after that one bad fucking game he had. Loaded the bases up real quick. And
one
then,
bad game.
And then been playing good, yeah.
That splitter's nasty.
Yeah.
Should have mentioned that.
And he's throwing it at everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting the work.
I mean, the Padres bullpen's been pretty nice.
Yeah, keeping us in games. Runs are – we're getting a lot of runs and being able to
so win far, games. Our worst bullpen arm, it was our best last year. Cosgrove,
Tommy.
Johnny Brito.
I mean, Brito's also been pretty bad, but I really don't see him as a bullpen arm. And I feel like he's a starter in the bullpen right now. So, that's
possible.
Every time he comes in, it's been a weird situation. So I don't know how they're using him. They must like him as a reliever better than a starter, but I feel like we ranked him up as a starter all offseason. That was in his mind, and then spring training we did as well.
I mean, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just a little different.
There is a tad different mindset when you go from believing to a starter. Just a tad. I don't know.
That was just you.
I love starting. I would rather start than come in for relief, but
relief's hard because then you usually come in high stakes of a game.
Yeah.
Games 3-2, one inning. You know, it's a total different mindset than when you get to start the game and you're like, all right, this is my game. I get to control it.
Yeah.
Like you come in, maybe there's a guy on. It's even worse situation.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, it feels like when a reliever comes in with a guy on, they usually give up a single and then strike out the side because they're so scared about the guy on.
Yeah.
They fuck the first at bat up.
Yeah. And the hitters, hitters know that. Good hitters do. But that's where the big boys make the big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's high leverage situations.
Oh, we've seen some good. Like, I mean, Wandy Peralta. Wandy.
He's been clutch.
Wandy.
Very clutch.
He's been great.
Wandy.
Like Wendy. Have you seen DSG's picture he always posts?
Yeah.
In an address.
Ugly. So ugly.
Yeah. Game.
That's why I call him Wandy.
Game one of that Dodger series, I feel like every bullpen player got used, and they all did their job.
Oh, they shut down after
that. I was 10th inning when we went to extras. I was like, oh boy, this gave me a little word. And bullpen did its job. It shut down. You know, I think they're making good pitches. I mean, they're being competitive with the pitches. That's all you can ask for.
Jeremiah Estrada back.
Would love to see him back.
Yeah, I mean, I would honestly like to send Brito down. Get him still work as a starter or a reliever, wherever you think he's going to fit on this team.
Sit him down at AA, please.
And then pull Estrada back up.
AA.
Where's Estrada at right now?
AAA, I think.
Well, that's just my thought on it for the Padres. But other than that, I feel like I like the moves. The Padres signed Donovan Solano yesterday.
Yeah.
Minor league signing.
And this is what's going to happen.
36.
He's going to hit 400 with 8 home runs in AAA because we have Coors Field Jr. as our AAA field.
But I know what you're about to say. That he's going to come up and have 4 hits and 100 at-bats. But he was really good last year. Really good the last couple of years.
I don't remember how good he was.
I mean, he's a career 280 hitter playing in San Francisco.
I think he batted, 282 last year?
Batted 282 last year, 5 bombs.
How many majors? RBIs?
I didn't look
in the majors.
120.
He was in the majors on the Twins. Really? 130 games.
282 under 20 RBIs means zero to me. That means you're a fucking singles.
He is a singles hitter.
He's a singles merchant.
He is also a very good hitters with runners in scoring position, like average wise.
Hope so. No, the last like 3 years, we signed a couple dudes that are like this who, when given the opportunity, hasn't. You know, every good team has a 1 to 2 players who are like this come up in big 38 spots.
38 RBIs last year.
Yeah, who'd we sign that 1 year? Buddy who was really old, second baseman, steroid guy. Who is that?
Ian Kinsler?
No.
Robbie Camille?
No. Oh, fuck. Now I gotta look it up because it's not my mind. We signed him. It was during the.
He had 111 OPS plus last year.
How many at bats?
450.
That's respectable.
36 RBIs and 450 at bats?
That's not, but 450 at bats is a respectable
amount to judge off.
Yes. Correct. Because you can hit four, you can hit 280.
26 doubles.
Batting at 10 at bats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, no. But
26 doubles. And he had his highest hits last year than any season.
Probably highest at bats, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how good it is.
He's a
Robinson Cano. That's what I was trying
to say. Yeah, I said Robbie Cano, but I didn't say Robinson. Maybe that ain't click.
Yeah.
He averages 48 RBIs a season, is his career average.
With playing the whole year. So we got to cut that in half.
Yeah, sure. 162 game average, 500 at bats. I wish they would just
don't quit looking at me like that.
I still think that's a good signing. I mean, it's a minor league signing. He doesn't have to be optioned down. Like,
I agree, he's probably better than Bat.
You don't think he's better than Wade?
We'll see. I don't like 7 right-handed hitters versus a right-handed pitcher. If we DFA Wade, you just having a lefty there is.
That's what I'm saying. Bring Pauly back up. He's been smashing in AAA.
Smashed here, too.
Yeah, but he's not going to play up here
single day. Tyler Wade has been.
Yep. Who's going to play third?
Graham Pauly plays third. He played third this year in the majors.
One game.
What about Eggy Rosario? Can we talk about that guy?
He's been pretty good, but he strikes out 49.5% of the time. So that's my question mark with him.
Yeah, Javi Baez Jr.
But he has been pretty good when given the opportunity. Given
the opportunity.
He just
home run. No?
He has two homers.
Two home runs, right?
Yeah. He just strikes out a lot of the time.
Yeah,
he does. Tyler and Schill are playing the old fucking matchups game here.
Yeah, and I do agree that is why Tyler Wade is on our team is because he's a left-handed hitter that could play multiple positions.
And he's fast.
But he hasn't been.
90-something stolen bases. Donovan Zavato has 10.
And I wish they signed Solano a week ago because who's always right now,
a playoff hero. Fucking Jared Dyson, remember him?
The speed guy?
Pull up Jared Dyson stats.
No, guys, doo-doo.
Yeah, come on.
Doo-doo.
We think Tyler Wade's doo-doo. These guys play a role.
I think Solano plays a very good role.
Maybe.
Just do your job. That's all you gotta do.
He's a very good hitter with runners in scoring position when given the opportunity.
Yeah, we hope he can get up with runners in scoring position and capitalize.
Especially with this injury right now, Tyler Wade doesn't play first base. We're pulling Profar out of the outfield. To play first.
How do we feel about that injury?
Ozakar playing outfield. Now we have no bench outfielders.
Yeah, we do.
Who?
Batten.
He's an infielder.
I saw him play left field plenty of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad.
I saw him. He was out there. Juan Soto played left field too.
Juan Soto did play left field 162 games last year. So yeah. I don't know where you're getting these stats from.
I saw him play left field.
With your own eyes?
With my own eyes.
With your own eyes? Do you think Jake's injury is serious, though?
From what Schultz said, it doesn't seem like it, but it does sound worse than what he's saying.
Sound like a hand. calf to the hammy.
Yeah, that's what
calf to the hammy,
and that's what's a little scary.
Not good.
2022, you saw him play left field.
I saw him play left field. That was all I had to say.
For six innings.
I saw him for play six left innings.
So not last year.
Yeah, last year was a disaster. We don't count that.
But like I said, once I played 162 last year, that's why I had to stat check you.
Yeah.
He played 162, didn't miss a game.
And we still missed the playoffs.
DH probably 62 of them.
Shit. That's still a lot, though, to not to play every single game.
Yeah.
Not many players in the MLB did that.
There were only four last year, I think. Ozuna, Soto, can't name the other two.
You're supposed to have the whole list.
Off the dome?
Off the dome like that? You want me to go, I can go back. I remember Ozuna and Soto.
Ozuna, really?
Yeah, Ozuna played.
Acuna.
I think it was Acuna, yeah. It might have been Acuna, too. Now I'm looking it up.
Now I'm looking it up.
Yeah,
can't fucking stop thinking about it.
Good year. Dodgers designated Taylor Trammell for assignment.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Taylor Trammell?
Such a corresponding
move. Well, I was going to say that, but we threw that conversation to the side.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Orioles placed Tyler Wells on injured list due to elbow inflammation.
Yeah.
Not great.
Elbow gate.
It was not, it wasn't even Ozuna, I lied. It was Matt Olson.
Now you're capping on the list.
Soto, Simeon. Yep.
Dog.
Simeon, Matt Olson, Soto, and who's that?
Can they all so off about Ozuna? I just could have swore Ozuna
played. Who's bottom right there?
He played on the Reds for a very long time.
Nobody's name.
Third baseman.
Third baseman for the Reds.
For a pretty long time.
He's no idea. Home run. Look at his picture again. Home run Kings.
I'm not, I don't want to say the wrong name. I'm not going to say it. See, I feel like that guy looks like the guy in the Diamondbacks.
That's a hard one.
No, it's not, dude. Ichiro?
That is definitely not Ichiro, buddy.
Oh, it's Suarez. That's how you play.
Robert Suarez.
Yeah,
no, Robert Suarez. No. What's the first name of this fellow?
Oh, man.
I'm not saying that.
Do you want Bob to pronounce it or me to pronounce it?
No.
You
pronounce it.
Encarnacio?
I pronounce it. Eugenio.
Eugenio, there it is.
There you go.
Eugenio Suarez.
I forget I even said that.
That was great. That was a little amusement for me because I'm usually the guy who can't recall anything.
Encarnacion, Encarnacion?
Yeah. Edward Encarnacion?
That was the name on the Reds for a while, third baseman.
Good. Eugenio Suarez, I've definitely seen that name.
Eugenio, come on.
Eugenio
Suarez.
The Latino representative
pasó, mijo?
For this podcast.
Eugenio, I'm pretty sure it's Eugenio.
It's Eugenio.
You've probably heard me say it one too many times.
I think it's Eugenio.
Did we talk about Pedro Oliva?
See you, buddy.
DFA'd by the Padres.
Good afternoon.
Trevor
Good
Story.
Night.
Season-ending injury.
That sucks. Spencer Schrider. See ya, buddy.
Season-ending injury for Spencer Schrider. Daniel Bard. Season-ending surgery.
I think two of your picks, Bob, are now done for the year, right?
One of them, definitely.
Strider and then someone else.
I didn't take Strider. I was thinking fantasy for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, Strider. Both of our pitchers.
Yeah.
Why did you just call me out?
He was trying to get the heat off him. He's like, that's a yearly occurrence for me.
Both of our pitchers are out.
Yeah, but mine still hasn't given up a run.
Mike Trout. Mike Trout's going to hammer my win.
I can go the whole year and say my pitcher never gave up one run.
That's a good point.
Your pitcher's also not going to get another inning.
Might. You never know what kind of Aaron Rodgers special he's going to see.
And we'll see.
Mike Trout's going to win MVP.
And I think, who'd I pick for rookie of the year? Gonna win Jackson Merrill?
Whether you like it or not. But,
it's AL.
Oh, Jackson Holliday.
Oh, you're right.
I picked Trout. Trout's fire.
Who are you trying to throw me under the bus for my other
pick? I thought I saw something that someone else got hurt.
What?
Oh, well, you picked.
Who picked Murrow for rookie name of the year? Who did that? Genius.
I don't know.
Genius. That guy cooked.
Maybe Bob has receipts, maybe.
Yeah.
I have Jackson Merrill.
Who does Roman have?
Roman, you're not Paul. You fell off the podcast.
You weren't even there. You got the random picks.
We threw some randoms for you.
Oh, no.
We gave you fillers. We forgot to do Paul this on the pod. Is that what you fell off the pod, so we were just giving you filler picks.
You got Libby Dunn's boyfriend. That's fire.
The fucking. Oh, I know what you're talking about. I've seen that.
No. Before. I don't know.
Who's my? I don't even remember where I fell off.
Oh, is it Steel? Did Steel get hurt? He got hurt for a little bit. Pulled a hammy. Oh. That was my pick.
Damn, you had Tatis MVP Spencer? Too?
Yeah, I have Tatis MVP. Shit. And Juan Soto MVP.
Let me see that fucking list.
No.
My AL is going to hit.
I need to see who you filled in for.
Oh, AL Cy Young. You got Marcus Stroman plus 10,000. Rookie of the year.
Asshole.
Yeah, you got Paul Skeens. He's supposed to come up, though.
Who the hell did I pick for AL?
He's Pirates, supposed to soon.
Pirates screwed him.
I'm pissed.
Rookie of the year AL, we gave you the favorite, Evan Carter. So you shouldn't be pissed at that one.
Who the fuck that guy? I don't know.
And we gave you Schilt for manager of the year. Okay,
good, manager. Good. I like that pick.
How's my boy Colt Keith doing? Oh.
We gave you AJ Hinch too. He was the favorite.
Who's my MVP?
Your MVP? Didn't you pick
Manny?
Tati Jr.?
No, you said Vladdy Jr.
Vladdy. Oh, Vladdy. You have Manny and Vladdy.
Good.
All right. Well,
good picks.
I think that was about it. I mean, probably next podcast we do, we'll do top 10
power rankings.
Power rankings?
Maybe.
Is it too early, you think?
I don't want to get
Did you guys see MLB's pop or ESPN's pop?
Everyone's clowning on them because they put Dodgers won and they had just got
Padres were
just lost.
Padres fans were pissed.
No, the Dodgers are the best team in the world. The
Padres are not a top 10 team yet.
Yeah, the Padres,
on paper, they are.
No, Padres are not a top 10 team right now.
The Dodgers keep us as the underdog, bro.
Yeah, no, I like it. Keep us as the underdog.
Yeah, keep Dodgers one.
Keep us irrelevant.
They're the best team in baseball. They can't lose. They literally can't lose.
Keep them one. All right. Nothing wrong with being average.
Like, comment, subscribe.